This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. DoorDash, your door to more.
You know who came in handy over our wedding weekend? DoorDash. We were in Savannah getting married, beautiful weekend, but obviously with a baby and a lot going on with planning a wedding, there was a lot of little things we forgot, like batteries. Also, we had a little late night party with some friends, DoorDash some alcohol. It was amazing, you know, when you're, especially when you're in a city that you're not from, well, now he's familiar with Savannah, but you don't have all the convenience of travel and things like that. There is nothing better than having DoorDash by your side to send out and have whatever you need basically delivered right to your door, whether it's food, whether it's snacks, whether it's batteries, whether it's alcohol. DoorDash has you covered.
One of my favorite things about DoorDash is when you are leaving somewhere and you're so hungry and you're like, okay, I'm going to order DoorDash. And by the time I get home,
boom,
it's at the door.
I'm ready.
Hot
it's
and ready.
So good. So whether you're sick at home, you need to restock alcohol for that party, or you just need some essentials that you just don't feel like going out late at night, DoorDash has you covered. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 years or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're crazy.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Vile Files. I hope you all had a very wonderful Thanksgiving and holidays. I'm excited about this episode. Kelsey Dara. I met Kelsey not too long ago. We were in acting class together and she was like, I got a podcast. And I was like, I got a podcast. And we talked about podcasts. And then I was on hers. You guys should go check it out. And then she told me how she's in an open relationship with her boyfriend. And I was like, oh my God, we've been like, Rochelle's obsessed with open relationships. I'm super.
No, I'm not.
I'm curious. You're curious about it, as am I. We talk about it a lot. It's a fascinating thing. Are you not?
I just could never, ever, ever do it.
And it's fascinating. And so I'm like, you have to come on. It comes up more often than not. I learned a lot. It's just fascinating. And I think as society goes, relationships are becoming more and more untraditional. And it's just a fun insight into people who choose to have an untraditional relationship. Have you been paying attention to this Peloton commercial thing that went viral?
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's fascinating.
I mean,
I don't know.
Good job on them, because
I'm kind of fascinated by the whole thing. As a small business owner who is coming up with marketing and talking to people, it was like, it was fascinating because I'm sure Peloton is certainly a much larger business than Natural Habits. And they probably spend more. They had a whole marketing team that came up with this. They shot it. They hired actors. And then all of a sudden, just viral, a lot of negative criticism. At the same time, it's getting a ton of traction.
Exactly.
And
I think
it's
bad,
like,
press is good press. But
yeah, I don't. But like, I watched it after I heard there was a. And I like, I get where the criticism's coming from, but also like. Like, clearly they weren't trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they weren't trying to what?
Well, this whole idea, it's like, don't be the asshole who's buying your girlfriend or wife like a exercising bike or a blender or a vacuum cleaner or a.
Right.
Right? Like.
Yes. We all know better now.
It comes across as very. Well, it's different than like the vacuum cleaner or blender.
I don't think it was that. All that, it, like, that was part of it, but also it was just bizarre. She was like, I'm nervous to like try it, and then she made a video of it to show him. I don't know.
No, I listen,
it was just bizarre.
I get all the criticism, I do, but it's like, it's an exercising bike from a company that's selling an exercising equipment for the holidays,
yeah.
So, like, of course, they're, you know what I'm saying? It's an exercising bike.
What are you trying to say?
No, it's just more like, it would be like if. Like, it seemed like it got criticism for like being a commercial about like being the best boyfriend ever. And he got her an exercising bike and he was like, see, be a great boyfriend, get your girlfriend an exercising bike. It's a company trying to sell an exercising bike.
Right.
So of course, the gift is the exercising bike.
Right.
you know, it's for Christmas, it's for the holidays. Like, they're the idea of, like, right now for Natural Habits, it's, you know, most of the year we're like, get yourself this for yourself. And for the Christmas time, we're like, this would make a great gift.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, what are they supposed to do?
I know, yeah.
I don't know. It's just,
it's funny.
It really blew up. I've really enjoyed some of, like, the remakes.
Yes.
Of like inserting words. It's kind of almost like, you know, when we did the bad chiller for the Bachelor, like what people are really mean. But like, I am, so I'm curious, you think.
Would you buy a woman a exercise thing?
Like, I wouldn't buy a girlfriend, but if I were in a marriage and she said, I want to, like, get in shape, and we went shopping, and she was like, oh, that Peloton looks cool.
Yeah.
Like, sure.
Yeah. I think, you know, my mom wants one. I think she wouldn't be mad if she got it for
Christmas. That's what I'm saying. I think it got a little overblown. We're like, in a situation where, like, if the person asks for it.
I think people were just having fun.
I was curious. So
I don't think anyone's really mad at Peloton. No one's mad. Everyone's just making fun.
So then that's a good thing for them, because it's gotten
Anytime an ad goes viral,
it's gotten a ton of traction. I enjoy. There was a tweet out there about, I get why people are upset about the Peloton, but I'm still blown away by, and this is true, people buying $30,000 cars without even running it by their wife or husband.
Oh, yeah. There is one commercial where the husband presents his wife with two cars in the front yard, and she's like, she picks the wrong one. I'm like, what reality are these people living in?
I mean, growing up in a family with, like, parents just trying to make ends meet, we're like, if you ever did that, I would kill you. You know, like,
with the bow on top.
Yeah, with a bow on top. Hey, we're poor now. Like,
this isn't even the car I wanted.
It's wild, but I don't know. I was curious. I think it's just kind of funny what the internet makes a big deal about these days. It really blew up.
Yeah,
but I wasn't sure. I guess it's good to know that it's good, all in good fun, because you can't tell when people get really mad if you need to respond. Anyways, I hope you enjoy this episode. I know I did. It's Kelsey gives some really great insight on untraditional relationships, and we learned a lot. Hope you enjoy. Hi, Kelsey.
Daddy. Or Bucks.
Thanks for coming on.
Hi, Nick Vial.
What? Tried it four times.
That's correct.
That was correct.
I don't want to talk about it.
Wow. Grumpy.
Thanks for coming on. You are the perfect guest, because...
That's the first time I've heard you compliment me.
Oh, interesting.
We haven't known each other for that long. No. So
how do you know each other?
She says it as if... We've been friends forever.
He meets me and immediately insults me.
No!
But how did I immediately
insult you? First of all...
Actually, I complimented you on your floors, which you took as an insult.
No, you said it weird. You gave me a backhanded compliment.
He struggles with this.
No, I do it on purpose.
Why?
Why?
Why do you want to confuse people when you meet them?
First of all, we had known each other for 20, 30 minutes. And I was like,
exactly. So why, like, come in hot?
I was like, huh, concrete floors. Those are really nice.
You did not say those are really nice.
I definitely did.
Here's what I've learned about Nick in, like, the 3 days we've hung out. He is very scatterbrained. Mm. Like, you definitely have ADHD.
Uh-huh.
Like, are you diagnosed?
Sure. By me. Or you.
Do you take Adderall?
No.
Okay. I have a lot of experience with Adderall.
I don't want to medicate.
Well, do you meditate?
I should.
You fucking should.
Yeah.
Because you're like a cat when it has the zoomies, but just all the time.
Not all the time, but just when I'm with you.
Can you confirm?
Yeah.
I'm always a scatterbrain?
No, I don't think scatterbrain, but you live in your head.
Mm, scary.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
You will admit that.
Yeah.
Mm. But I want everyone to know how you guys know each other.
We are in the same acting class.
Yay. Lots of celebs in our acting class.
Wow.
Are there?
Reality stars, I should say.
A lot of wannabes.
Hey.
No.
Trying to bees. A lot of trying to bees.
Yeah, we are in the same acting class together. And we our teacher, Sam.
Who used to help with the podcast?
Help with the podcast. Mm. She is. She paired us up for a scene.
A very tough scene.
A tough one.
What was it?
It was a period
It was a scene out of the
Closer,
the movie, but it's
that's
all
not
a play.
Period piece.
Well, the way they speak, you would think it was 1840.
That's not true.
They speak weird in that.
They do because they're English.
It's a very strange.
That's
scene.
A great play.
It was. Yeah. Yeah, wasn't it?
And
it was
movie.
A,
yeah. And movie.
And
was it a sexy scene?
It was a fight.
It should have been. They're like. They're cucking each other, or my character was cucking him.
She kept trying to get closer, and I kept trying to pull away.
Yeah, and like actually too, as actors, I would try and get like physically close, and I would notice how uncomfortable he was with like stranger closeness.
I like to warm up when I'm first. I wasn't ready to get into it.
He likes to have the power.
Oh,
and I think me coming in hot was just.
I learned about Kelsey. When I met her.
Oh boy.
She really likes to tell me about me, which is interesting because I like doing the same thing. It's like the immovable force moves meets the...
or just smack in the middle.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're like that?
Why do you think you're like that?
I'm a genuinely curious person. Like, I really do like to know about people.
I think I really threw you off when I met you because I blew your mind with a lot of surprises.
Okay, first of all, assumptive. You blew my mind.
Okay.
With a lot of surprises? What? Oh, that you were like not...
You were surprised about my age. You were surprised I was an essential oil company.
Oh my God.
You had no idea I was on reality TV.
No,
you were surprised about that.
Oh my God.
That's three big surprises.
Well, I found these things out very slowly too. Like, how old do you think he is?
I mean, I just know.
She just knows.
I just can't believe it. But now that I know you, I'm like, oh, you're better. you're a little better.
I'm bitter?
Yeah, like you've got spice to your life.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why is cynicism equated to bitterness? Or even perspective equated to cynicism is
which is funny because I think the majority of the world is pretty cynical these days, but we pretend we're supposed to be happy.
Yeah, we like lie to ourselves. Yeah. And I'm just more like I'm not bitter about it. I'm just like this is how it is. Mm. And it's fine.
Would you say you're a pessimist?
No. I think I'm a cynic. Mm-hmm. I think I like to see the world as it is. Mm-hmm. And then I think that in itself is fine. I think nothing bothers me more than when people talk about like, I would never have a kid in today's society. Or
why?
No, I don't say that. But people all the time, there's never been a period in time where people will be like, oh, the times, I would never. This is literally the best time to ever
you
have
think
lived.
This is like the best. You know, you're right.
Compared
the world's
to
always
what?
Been shitty. Yeah. It's just now we have more social media.
Medieval times.
I love medieval times.
You know, obviously the political landscape is controversial, but so it was. It's been before. It will be again.
Here's the thing.
Anyways, so I don't think I'm a pessimist in that regard.
Have you been to medieval times as an adult? It's very fun.
You haven't? I'm shocked. That's a fun date place to go.
Oh,
is there one in LA?
It's about an hour outside. Far. It's kind of by Not Scary Farms is the closest one, I think. But I went for my 27th birthday and we got a party bus and we loaded 30 drunk adults and watched a medieval
time. How many Jim Carrey Cable Guy impressions were going down that day?
What a random question.
Great movie.
None?
Silence of the Lambs when he puts the bacon on his face.
Why would that happen?
Yeah, why? What's the
Because my only like knowledge of medieval times is that scene out of the movie Cable Guy where they go to medieval times.
I've never seen it. This is showing your age.
I guess, yeah.
So mad. Oh no, I started making him angry.
See, no, that's the thing. I will say
you have resting bitch voice.
I always do in face, and people I've been told I'm hard to figure out. So people then will try to they'll fill in the gaps.
I don't think you're hard to figure out. I think you're pretty forward about.
I would say that too, but people often give me different information.
Because that makes me sound sexy. That makes me sound mysterious.
I don't say this.
No, I know. Did you hear the voice I put on?
Yeah.
I'm an actor. Okay, we met an actor class.
Does that mean
I'm one of the girls that probably call you.
Enough
hard
about
to figure out.
Me.
Oh, boy. I forgot. We're doing my podcast later. I'll save all of this.
Yeah, save it.
We brought Kelsey on after getting to know each other and shooting this shit a little bit. that Kelsey not only has a hit podcast and a show that she talks about dating, and she's a comedian and actor and very outspoken and opinionated and judgmental. she is also in an open relationship.
Correct.
And we have talked about open relationships on the show with much fascination. And we've had people call in and show their interest in an open relationship.
Yes.
And here we have firsthand
in
a vet.
The flesh.
A veteran.
Oh, yeah.
In the open relationship.
2 years in.
And,
2 years?
And I have so many questions, as I'm sure our people listening at home do. Off the bat, how do you define an open relationship?
It's different for every person. I don't think there's one clear definition. The way our society rolls these days is that we don't really like labels, right? Like, we like the fluidity. We like we like not being labeled. So I can't say that I am the person that can speak for all open. Hey, there's a picture of us. I can't speak for all open relationships. But in my personal open relationship, we define it as the ability to have relations with other people, knowing that our foundation is sturdy and our relationship is number uno.
When you say relations, are we talking sex? Or are we talking all different types of variables in a relationship?
All different kinds of types of variables in relationships. Sometimes we date together. Sometimes we'll go on dates separate.
Date together.
Yeah, that's really fun. That's our
like
favorite.
You'll both go on a date with the same person at the same time.
Or
same table?
We don't.
But it's not like a get together, it's a date. Like, I have gone out to dinner with friends who are dating, and I'm just like at the dinner with my two friends.
No. It's all, we're very upfront about it. We don't hide it. It's not like some sexy secret. We're upfront. So if we're taking someone out on a date and we're doing it together, it's very clear that this is a date. Another thing I'll do is I'll go kind of vet the person first, because I'm definitely the captain who like runs this relationship. Oh. I definitely want it more than my partner.
Aye, captain.
Right? And so I'll go out with, let's say, the chick first, and we'll have drinks, and I'll kind of gauge the temperature of the sitch. And if I think it's going well, I'll say like, oh, do you mind if my boyfriend swings by? And then it's all, you know, 99 times out of 100, a yes. And then he'll show up and kind of tail end it.
You're getting her for him or for you or for both?
Usually both.
Oh, usually both.
I'm never like, not for me, but how about my boyfriend?
All right, hold on.
No, he has to do his own dirty work.
I feel like I have to backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
Is this your first open relationship?
Yes. I was never someone that thought I would ever be in an open relationship.
What changed?
The person. Every relationship I was in before him was not the right one. It was never, I never had the confidence as maybe like a 20-year-old or 20-something-year-old. I think I was too immature. The other person was too immature. Our morals didn't align.
But were you looking for the possibility and then you found him and felt comfortable with doing it? Or were you not even looking for it and through meeting him discovered this lifestyle?
So I identify as bisexual or pansexual, whatever people politically correct want to get with. So for me, when I am single, it's really fun because I think it's like the best way to be, right? Like, it's coming at me from all sides all the time. So what was successful, I think, about Jared and I getting into a relationship is that we started off as friends with benefits. We were both like, we're not really trying to get into a relationship. We're neighbors. And so it was really easy. And so he saw my lifestyle as a bisexual. I saw his lifestyle as a traveling DJ. And I was like, oh, we both fuck. So we're not, there was no like surprises. We knew that we were sleeping with other people when we first met, which I think kind of helped lead it into
that
what
makes,
it became.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I don't know if we would, we may have gotten there if we were in a traditional monogamous relationship to start, but there's nothing about our relationship that started traditional.
That must have made it a lot easier to transition, because like in a normal, you say traditional dating relationship, people go into that with so many like built-in expectations of what they want this relationship to be and what how they see the person. And if they were to find out like they were, say, into some weird shit, so to speak, they would be like, oh, well, I guess you're not who I thought you were.
And don't get me wrong. We've like discovered kinks along the way. Like with this lifestyle comes a lot of like the kink world. So we do still find out.
You got a running start. Sometimes.
Yeah, we got a running start. And yeah, it wasn't like there was nothing we couldn't talk about together. Like because we were hanging out as sort of like, I say bros, you know, with air quotes. But, you know, a hot person would walk by and he would be like looking at her and I would also be looking at her. So it's not that weird when we're both checking out the same person, because I think a lot of relationships fail because of insecurity and jealousy and lies, right? Mm-hmm. Like that I would say are the top three reasons why relationships end. And when you kind of cut all that shit out, it's the best relationship I've ever been in my fucking life and the healthiest.
What attracted you to him in the first place? The traveling
he's
DJ.
Tall. He's 6'4".
Oh.
He was a DJ then?
Yeah.
Is he still a DJ?
He's slowed down a little bit. He started a startup, a tech company last year, and has been kind of putting all of his focus on that. But he was a pretty successful DJ, like pre-social media, so right out of college. And he's been internationally traveling for the last 10 years. And I mean, like, the lifestyle of a DJ is fucking gross. Like, not for me. Not for me. So it'd be like, hey, you want to go out to the club? And I'd be like, I would literally rather do anything else. And I think that was appealing for him to, for me, because he's used to sleeping with club hoes, not anything against them. We all know what they are. I was one of them back in my day.
A wonderful group of people.
Yeah. We love them. Fun to party with. But let's be real. If that's what you're sticking your dick in for 10 years, I think the idea of like being in bed at 9:30 doing missionary was probably really relieving for this person. I'm assuming. I don't want to speak for it. But, you know, like, yeah, how many times you're playing, you're DJing till 3 a.m. You've been drinking whiskey all night. Then you got to go to a fucking after party. It's 5 a.m. You're in some fucking hotel room. It's like you don't even remember the person's name. You maybe no one comes because it's the sun's coming up. Like, that's just not fulfilling sex.
Not that I'm trying to learn about DJs, but if you are a DJ, are you like required to go to all the social events?
Yes.
Or couldn't you just play your set and I'm going home?
He got to a place where he could show up 5 minutes before, play, and then leave right after. Yeah. But for a lot of years when he was building up his brand and his name, you have to schmooze with the club owner. Everyone wants to hang out with the DJ. Everyone wants to fuck the DJ and everyone wants to hang out with the DJ. And it didn't help that he's very good looking.
Know about DJ.
You don't want to fuck my boyfriend?
He seems handsome.
He is. Yeah. Would you ever?
I'm not into guys that way.
No. Haven't we talked about this before? And I said, how do you know?
I just, we've talked about a little bit where, like, I'm very comfortable with my sexuality, and I have a lot of gay friends, and we joke around, and my good friend Brian Goreski, like, we've talked about how kind of our openness and our playfulness with each other, but, like, there's a comfort level I have where I'm not insecure. I'm just really not sexually into guys. There's just nothing there for me.
Do you believe people can be 100% straight? Do you maybe have queer tendencies? Like, do you watch gay porn?
No, there's nothing about
not even once.
If we're getting into porn, I'm not into porn where it's just two women.
That's fine.
In the sense that, like,
why would it be?
I think there's a visual, like there's an imaginary.
How would you know what it feels like?
Well, it's just like, if you're watching, it's like, well, I can't visualize myself in this environment.
I have no idea what this feels like. That totally makes sense.
But other than that, like, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I've never really thought about it. I just know that I've never thought about it. I've never been into it, and I would be fine to admit it if I was.
Do you think, like, I think something negative about my personality is that there's very few things, but if I had to pick one, it's my, like, need for adventurousness and stories, and, like, I like having a Rolodex of, like, shit to throw out and be like, ah, yes, I've done that one. And so for me, it was like, there was a point where I was questioning my sexuality, like, you know, being like, am I just someone that's trying to have sex with every type of person before I die? Like,
was it more about the adventure than the actual attraction?
Was it more about the adventure than the actual attraction? Totally. And, you know, I came to realize, like, of course, no, but there was a part of me that's like, I've definitely slept with people I wouldn't normally just because of either what they brought to the table or, you know, that weird attraction where you, like, whoops, then you have their dick in you. But Do you think you would ever, for the adventurousness of it, just to like, do you want to die never have putting a dick in your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Doesn't, no, doesn't really.
You have one life.
Yeah.
One.
Well, I mean, interestingly enough, talking about sex, like how I've, I guess, selected my like partners or sexual experiences, I'm very much the opposite of that. I mean, I'm not saying that I have every person I've ever had sex with has been like, oh, I really, they've been like, you know, but there's always been an initial, you know, like I've never.
I didn't follow.
Again, what I'm saying is like, I've had a one night stand before. I've had meaningless sex before for sure. But in that moment, I was always just very attracted to the person.
Yeah.
And maybe there's certain moments played a role, but there was something about that person that I was very attracted. It was that person and that attraction. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about just getting laid.
No.
It wasn't about like wanting to just go home with somebody. And it wasn't because they were status. Like, it didn't matter who, there was an attraction to that person. That's always been that way. It's always been quality over quantity in that sense.
I just got misquoted deeply there.
Yeah. Amazing.
Have you ever been a guy who, were you ever fucking for other guys? And if you don't understand that,
no, I don't.
A lot of men that I've talked to will say that like their sexual relationship started off because they wanted to be able to go back to their guy friends and be like, oh, I fucked Sally from the cheerleading squad. Like, do you feel like ever part of your life was like that?
I'm being honest when I say not, I don't think so for the most part. I mean, I'm a guy, so have I ever talked about a sexual endeavor with my other buddies? And obviously, if she's super hot,
you're like,
you certainly be like, yeah, I mean, yeah, we hooked up. But I will say, I mean, especially recently in my life, I've been far more private about my dating life. And even before, you know how people will joke around about like guys will get nudes of girls, whatever, and they have it in their Rolodex, and like so many guys show their buddies. I was never one of those guys.
I don't think anyone should be friends with people that are doing that.
Thank you.
A lot of guys do that for that reason that you describe of saying, you know, they're showing off. Like, this is this hot chick and we had sex and check it out. I was always like the opposite, where it was like, you don't get to look at her.
Yeah.
You're like, what did you do to be able to enjoy like this experience?
Which is funny because like talking about an open relationship, something Jared and I always talk about is that like we had such a solid foundation and such strong like sexual chemistry and emotional chemistry and mental chemistry that we were like, we want other people to experience this.
What is interesting is the few people I know about open relationship is, you said like one of the big things that drives relationships apart is the lying or mistrust or lack of communication. And clearly, if you're people in an open relationship,
you can't.
You have other problems, but certainly there's no, for all the reasons people do lie sometimes, that seems to be out the window. Mm-hmm. You probably tend to over communicate rather than under communicate.
Oh my God.
Because
I wanna
know
everything.
Yeah. And then, what I've noticed, people in open relationships, and correct me if I'm wrong here, you kind of get off on the overshare of the sexual experience.
Absolutely.
So then you become really good at communicating.
I know that play a role? I am. Yeah. I know I do, because again, like, I'm attracted to women. So why wouldn't my boyfriend and someone that I also think is incredibly attractive, you know, if he's playing a show in New York and I can't be there, like, that's awesome to me. That's
if he like hooked up with a chick.
Yeah, I want to know every fucking.
You
want
to hear about it?
Hell yeah! For him, it might be different. Like for him, he might just want to know the bare bones, not all the details.
Do you guys have like a set strict rules in terms of like if you do hook up, you need to tell me, or do you guys need each other's permission before you do it, or can you find out after the fact?
It's different for every person. So again, like I don't even like to call them rules. I just like to call it showing up to the relationship. Like, ooh, Here's how I showed up to the relationship and respect you. And
but you've explained to him how he can show up to the relationship for you.
Yes.
Right.
And I've been like, if you don't, then that's not you're not breaking a rule, but it's showing me your characters about like who you are. And that amount of honesty brings zero reason to lie. Like, very few people have the kink of lying to someone. Like, it's
totally
not keeping things spicy to keep secrets from each other. That's not what makes our relationship hot.
But what makes, and then, so into the the fact now that you, because you, you know, you are attracted to women and men, you have the open relationship, and then you have this, is he, what about him? Is he fluid too?
He, so I try not to speak too much about this for him because he's not here, but he grew up in a very traditionally conservative sure. Boston City, like bro, fucking Patriots, like, you know, being taught gay marriage is wrong, incorrect. Yeah. And so that was definitely something that worried me getting in to know him, because living in LA for 10 years, I have a lot of queer friends. I have a lot of...
Was he judgmental?
No. So that's what I was worried about. I was like, all of your friends are straight bros. You know, there's like not a fuck ton of diversity in your friendship group. So I was a little worried how he was going to be. So that was definitely something I kind of had like a red flag about for no reason, because he is so open and so accepting. And I think that's rare. I think if you're going to get a straight male into an open relationship and you have the idea that you, you know, like if I wanted him to like have sex with a guy and...
What do you think he would?
I know he would.
Interesting.
And I don't think that I would have thought
that. But he hasn't yet?
2 years ago. No.
But you know that if you were like, I'm into this guy, and I want you to like have him suck you off, he would let a guy suck him off?
Yeah.
And what if he said he wasn't comfortable with that?
Then we wouldn't do it. I would never want him.
You wouldn't like be, you wouldn't call him.
No.
You wouldn't judge him.
I wouldn't be like, you're homophobic.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I think he has seen the community that I'm a part of, and he is so open and, like I said, accepting, that he could see why that might be something. He, and again, that's why I asked, like, you want to go your whole life without ever saying like you never sucked a dick? Like, I don't know.
He's that's so just, in the public eye, it would be hard for him to do without.
But you could. You could.
I that's definitely not my reasoning. Also, to Kelsey's point, there's probably a lot of people in the public eye who have sucked plenty of dicks.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yes.
I know so many like celebrities, traditional celebrities that have had so much pussy in their life that they are bored and are like, I'm straight, but I just want to, you know, I'm straight. I say that with air quotes.
I've heard the stories.
But I want to see what it's like to suck a dick.
It just doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, come on. Every time I'm getting my dick sucked, I'm always like, thank you. This is great. I don't get the fascination.
Can I just say,
I'm sorry.
This is something I learned from Jared. If a guy isn't saying thank you after you blow him, leave him.
Yes.
Jared says thank you after every
verbal
blowjob.
Yes, verbal appreciation.
I would agree. I don't know if I've ever like said thank you for doing it, but there's always like,
I need that.
No.
I need thank you.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I have, but I've always been like, I definitely check in. Like,
I
show my appreciation.
There's not a ton of straight men listening to this podcast. I don't know.
We're growing.
Assuming you're demo. But for fuck's sake, if you are, say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Show your show your appreciation. Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I find it to be and so like off-putting for you guys, women, that I'm like, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't appeal to me, because I'm always
like giving blowjobs.
I get it, but
off-putting.
As a guy who's not into dick, I'm just like, thank you, because like it seems terrible. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's Samantha Jones said, they don't call it a job for no reason. It is a lot of work. But for me,
I've never been like, huh. That seems interesting.
I deserve this.
Yeah, because I'm, you know, I enjoy oral sex, and the same, like. For the same reason, like, when it's the other way around, I don't feel like if I'm giving oral sex that I'm, like, taking one for the team. I enjoy the experience,
I think women should, especially because I know women are listening to this, you should enjoy giving oral sex. If you don't fucking do it. Mm-hmm. I think we think as women that's, like... Let me break this down a little bit. I started giving blowjobs because I was terrified of sex. And what I realized about blowjobs is that it is so... I've never seen a man more vulnerable in my fucking life. Mm. And it is so powerful. Like, for me, I feel so in control. And that's why I like it. If you genuinely are fucking down there and you're terrified and you don't know what to do and you're like, is he liking this? And am I doing it right? Ow, my fucking jaw hurts. Stop. I think we pretend to like giving blowjobs. I did it for fucking 10 years. Fucking pretended to like giving blowjobs for 10 years.
I agree. I mean, I've again, as the overthinker and ask questions, I'm, you know, you talk about fake orgasms and stuff like that. And when I'm dating someone, I just really want to be like, I want to find out what they really right. like or what they enjoy. Cause I just, right. I can't help but wonder, are you actually this kinky? Or are you into this? Or are you just pretending because you know I am?
Nine times out of ten, the first time you're hooking up with them, that's not what
And I want to ask a lot of questions because I'm like, if you don't like it, tell me.
Right. Not, you know? But not everyone.
If you don't
is
like
that,
this, you like that. And sure. Most. Part of it is I find it's like a comfort level yeah. too. It's just like.
Totally comfort level.
I think a lot of, you I don't want to assume. I have two women in front of me. When you were younger, did you assume that all men hated giving oral sex?
I did. I don't think I did.
I felt very guilty and like I was like, you don't have to do this.
I will say I didn't get it for the first time until I was 17. That's after being sexually active for 2 years. And I remember I thought that was fucking
weird. You still
weird.
Don't know what you're doing there. But
I was
talking
like,
about
the count, the ticker of blowjobs to pussy eating is very off.
I'm talking about early 20s where I feel like it's still like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to.
Oh, well, I think that's because women are so self-conscious about their pussies too.
Yes.
Like, they think it stinks. They think it's not supposed to taste good, which pussies do stink and they don't taste good. But that's what a pussy is. And you should be grateful to be around.
I feel like if you're keeping on top of things, it's, but I'm sorry.
If you're wearing jeans all day and then you walk in the door and your man's like throws you up on the counter, your pussy's not going to taste normal.
Fine.
It's going to taste like jeans. It's going to taste like sweaty jeans.
I've never had that experience.
You know how many women with terrible skirts. Smelling balls I've had to deal with
that's
in my life?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
An infinite number.
A little bit of hygiene goes a long way. On both sides of the field. That's all I'm saying.
But all I'm saying is that like genitals stink no matter what after a long day.
That's the title of this
episode,
like, genitals stink.
That's what I'm saying. And most women are hooking up after like
babe,
a
gotta
party.
Wash my balls. It's fine.
Yeah. After a party, you've been drinking, maybe you're sweaty, you're at the club, and you're like, oh, do I excuse myself to go wipe my pussy with this one hand towel because men only seem to have one hand towel in their bathroom?
On a good day.
That's what I'm saying.
On a good day.
I just think we should all just fucking shove their heads down there and make them deal with it.
Feminism. You were sexually active at a pretty young age.
Oh, I was the last one to lose my virginity. I grew up
She's
in
from Arizona.
Florida.
Florida.
Which
Forget.
Is not
the
much better.
Michelle's from Arizona.
Yeah.
What part?
Phoenix.
Ah, dirty.
Very dirty.
So yeah, we probably had similar experiences.
No, we definitely did not.
In Florida, you
Michelle's
get it all out of the way.
Maybe had this experience.
I forgot. Yeah, we're working on that. Yeah, Florida, you just are, everything's different there. It's wild. And I was I was lying about losing my virginity. I was like, I lost it at camp this summer. And people were like, no, you didn't. I was like, yes, I did. And then I was desperate to lose my virginity that year because I was 15. I was the last person to lose it.
What?
Yeah.
So not to be pessimistic.
No, but you are.
Sure. I don't know like how serious, like let's just, for argument's sake, this relationship doesn't last the test of time.
Totally.
Just for argument's sake.
Yeah.
You mentioned how obviously so much of this relationship was predicated on the fact that it was, he made it easier and the communication.
Do it again.
And I know we actually talked about this a little bit at lunch, is that, like, is being an open relationship a new non-negotiable for you?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah. I think now that I've been there, I can't unbeen there. This is so great. This is when I have felt my most confident. This is where I felt my most honest. This is where I felt my most authentic to my sexuality, that it is a non-negotiable for me. But that's not to say that there haven't been times where Jared and I have been like, hey, we're working on something. We need to close this for a little while.
Oh, do you
while.
Take time? That's good.
Close it.
You take
time
out.
Oh,
you pause
totally.
The openness. Close.
Oh, if I'm pissed at him and he has a show in New York, I'm like, this is closed. We are closed for business.
Oh, you use it as a punishment.
Whoa.
Not as a punishment. I'm like, we need to work on us.
That sounds like a punishment.
Jared doesn't see it as a punishment. He doesn't see not having sex with other women as a punishment. He's great.
No, I get that. But when you were like, I'm mad at you and now you can't go to New York and have some sex.
He's going to do whatever he wants. He's a grown ass man. But we know that if we are not in a good place, having sex with other people will not put us in a better place.
That makes sense.
And so like, you know, like I said, if we're going through a tough time or we have other shit going on, like, you know, there's been a death in the family, like me here, you know, having to worry about, you know, do we need to go get STD checked next weekend is not going to make me feel better.
How does that work?
Oh,
we are it's like any other relationship where we use protection until we are comfortable to not use protection with someone. And we get tested after every time we've had sex, no matter what where we are in the relationship with that person.
Every time you had sex, you get tested?
Not with each other, but with outside partners.
If you include a new person in the equation.
On his side, on my side, absolutely.
It seems like a lot of time. Like, how do you have the time?
And let me tell you, you think one relationship is a lot of work? Try 2, 3, 4. Fucking hard.
What about, you know, people think of open relationships so much that they equate it to sex. Mm-hmm. But that's why I asked early on, is that like, what about the emotional 90% relationship?
90% of it is not sex. I would even say like 99% of it is not sex.
So you'll go on like movie dates with someone your boyfriend and dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And you're getting to know someone. Yeah. You're emotionally connecting. That seems exhausting.
It is, but for me, it's also fun because I get to go like hang out with a girl that I'm also like sexually attracted to that's not Jared, where I can talk about something, get a new perspective, a new point of view.
Is it more men than women that you find personally as someone who's attracted to women as an outlet to still, you know,
wait, say that again?
You're in a relationship with a man, you're attracted to women, you're in a open relationship, so do you find you personally when you're going out
that it just
days,
happens
to be
more
women as a way,
it just happens to be, because I have a very hard time getting emotionally close with men in LA because I, you know, it's fucking LA. I feel like I just connect easier with women in LA. But I think, you know, when we go, you know, to New York, or, you know, I'm back home in Florida for a little bit, like I just have a hard time with dudes in LA. And I don't mean that like I'm picky. I mean like dudes in LA also don't like me.
LA in general.
I'm I'm outgoing. I'm also with a straight hetero man. Like, I'm not very appealing to straight men in LA.
So if this were not to work out, how would you go about it being a non-negotiable? Is I need this in my relationship, but I first want to find someone I'm attracted to and then see if they're open to it? Or would you start, like, is there a community of people that you can like shop around?
Sure, but like I said, with this lifestyle, it can go pretty far off the deep end. Like, I think the stereotype about bisexuality, pansexuality, open relationships is truer to the stereotype in Los Angeles than most other places. So I don't know that I would immediately shop in my community, as you say. I think if I were to, let's say Jared and I break up, I'm on a date with a guy from Bumble, I would always bring up my sexuality first on a first date. Always.
Not on your profile.
Oh, it is on my profile.
Oh, what do you write?
Well, mine right now is that I'm in an open relationship with a cool dude. Join if you want, or not, if that's not your type of thing. I think that's what it says, some fucking name like that. Yeah, but I don't
have... So you're actively on dating app?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Which is fun, because that's where the most success is. Mm. You'd be surprised how many...
That doesn't surprise me.
It surprises me.
Why?
Because I think the majority is like people like us, where we're in a couple. I didn't think there would be a lot of like single people looking to be a third.
Oh. You know?
It makes sense to me, because I think we talk a lot about dating apps on the show and whatever, and dating apps also often have kind of a, I don't want to say a negative connotation, but like get a bad rap, because I think people go in traditionally with dating apps is this great expectation of I'm looking for love and I'm looking for the love one. Even dating apps, when they market themselves, it's like, this is different and you're going to find a real relationship out of here. Mm-hmm. Right. But being in an open relationship and still using a dating app, it's kind of like, I'm taken, I'm good. This is like an outlet. And I feel like people who use it in that form feel a lot less pressure with the dating app. It's just like a way to meet people.
And I also don't want people to think like it's an outlet, right? Like, Jared and I have been very serious about also finding love.
I mean, like, outlet's the wrong word. Yeah. But in terms of like, just it's... People put so much pressure on dating apps in a traditional sense.
This
like,
takes
I need to meet my guy or my girl. Yeah. And I, like, but you're good. And that's like, this is just another way to meet other people, and it kind of comes and goes, and that's how people should use dating apps in general, not necessarily for that purpose.
But it makes you confront all those issues you have about dating apps because there's two people involved. Like, if you're not into someone and your partner is, like, you have to confront that reality, and you can't, like, I don't believe in being rude and ghosting and shit. Like, being in an open relationship has kind of forced me to also confront those scary things that I hate about dating apps, like getting ghosted or, like, you know, the miscommunications. And
how often do threesomes and or watching each other play a role, or is it just the freedom to have all of these relationships?
I would say threesomes are probably the most common part of our.
Okay.
Because my specialty is straight girls.
Straight girls.
Yeah.
Specialty.
Like, I'm a very safe choice for, like, we're drunk.
Do you think everyone has it? Yeah. Do you think everyone has a dating specialty?
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
Maybe.
I have a question a lot of listeners ask, like, how do you go from friends with benefits to a relationship? How do you navigate that?
Be open in a relationship.
I think I had so many shitty relationships before that I, like, stayed in for too long, that I wasn't really into the person. I was idealizing in my head. They were trash. I was trash. That I, before I dated Jared, I was single for the longest I had been single in my 20s. So I had really found out at that point, like, what was a deal breaker for me, what wasn't. Like, I think a lot of people, I'm assuming, like, young people listen to this, they don't really know what they want out of a relationship. I think they have an idea in their head, and I think love tends to surprise you, and people aren't ready to take a risk, maybe, or they're giving out risk to people that don't deserve it. They're putting up with shit that they shouldn't. So for me, it was like, I knew exactly what I didn't want in a relationship. And so there was no miscommunications. And one of the very first conversations Jared and I had, like, on our first date, was, one thing I cannot stand is liars.
Oh.
That for me is, I don't care if you're fucking five women right now. And he was like, yeah, I am. And I was like, great. I would rather have you tell me that than pretend like I'm the one for you. And I think, again, like, that refreshing amount of honesty was coming from a place not of, like, I'm the best and, like, I'm so confident, but I think it came from a place of me just kind of being over it, like, not expecting anything to come out of fucking a DJ.
Who made the first move in the friends for benefits to a relationship? Like, who initiated the conversation?
That's funny. I think he did. I was ready to kind of end things with him.
Oh, really?
I was kind of ready to end things with him because I knew I was starting to like him a lot. And we had planned a ski trip together, just him and I. And I was like, this is so dumb. We're, like, 3 months into being friends with benefits. Why are we going on, like, a very couple-y relationship? And I was like, well, I already bought the tickets. The house is already booked. Let's just go do the ski trip. And then I'll kind of, like, slowly break it off with him after the ski trip. And what happened was, on the ski trip, he got asked to go play a show in Barcelona. That was, like, a 3-day trip. And he was like, why don't you come with me? And I was like, all right, I'm gonna do this ski trip, I'm gonna go to Barcelona, and then I'm gonna break up with him. And then while we were in Barcelona, we got drunk and he told me he loved me, and I was like, well, game over. I didn't say it back, but
power move.
So I guess the answer to that question, which I kind of always said, how do you go from friends with benefit, is, like, usually one or both people have stronger feelings they haven't admitted to, and you just have to, like, go for it and be open to not, like, you just kind of shoot. Like, you got to put yourself out there.
Totally. And I could have been that person.
And you could have been like, sorry, I don't feel the same way. Who knew? But you had to do it.
And be honest. If you're honest until then it's not like, I don't know how many other women he was sleeping with. She knew.
We were that's a great point. Like, we were so stupidly communicative that I was kind of like, if I'm going to get into a relationship with someone, like, this is kind of the person I want.
Well, because, that's a good, to that point. You can have friends with benefit. You don't really talk about anything else. Don't ask, don't tell. Then someone puts herself out there, and it's like, okay, I feel the same way. All right, well, have you been fucking other people while we've been doing this? You're like, well, yeah. Like, what do you mean? I thought we weren't dating. Like, I've had sex with 12 women over the course of a year. You're like, if 12 women?
Yeah.
Like, you know, or if the guy's even worse, you've slept with 3 guys?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And like, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of times, like, people that are doing friends with benefits, it is like a stress relief thing. Like, Jared and I were also going on like movie dates and like hangouts where we weren't having sex. And it was sort of like an emotional friends with benefits too. It was like, we're not telling anyone we're doing this, but we'll like go have sushi too.
Well, I find that a lot of women will pretend to be okay with a friends with benefits situation, and they're totally not, but they're like, well, it's cool.
I think it's changing.
It definitely is changing.
I think it's changing. Yeah. But I agree.
And then they eventually get what they want, and they're super pissed that he's been having sex with other women. It's just like, you agreed to this.
Fucking just say how you feel, people. Be honest. Oh, it'll save you so... it'll save you so much time in your fucking 20s if you're just honest and... real with people.
Before we let you go, we're going to play a fun little game called Do You Know Me? Because it's a game. But before we get into the game, give me one final thoughts. Open relationships. The best takeaway, the healthiest part about your open relationship, and something that being an open relationship creates challenges and obstacles of which if someone were to consider trying it, you would advise them to be aware of.
You have to be brutally honest with your boundaries and your non-negotiables, and that will force you to really look inside yourself and confront some embarrassing truths and maybe some like fun kinks you might discover. But you cannot have a successful open relationship if both people and parties aren't 1,050,000,000% into.
I have one more question, and I've been meaning to ask. So, do you want to get married and have kids someday?
Don't know.
If you were to, do you have any idea you'd want to continue the openness of the relationship?
Me and Jared joke all the time because I don't know. Is that there would be nothing more we would love than to find a girl who wants to like live in our pool house and also do whatever she wants, but also like have our babies.
Great.
So if any girls out there want to live in our pool house, but also have sex with us, but then also go live your life. Also, you can have sex with whoever you want to. Just be safe about it and be honest with us. And then also bear Jared's children. DM me.
Because you don't want to? You don't want
I don't know. Mm. Right now, no.
Would you want to like be your egg?
Like a surrogate sex
or
slave?
Just her? Do you want to use her eggs or just her body?
I don't know.
Okay. Open-ended. Anyways, reach out to Kelsey if you are flexible.
Yes, in more ways than one. You know what I'm saying?
No, we get it. Yeah. We're going to play a fun little game called Do You Know Me? It's a game we play. There's a game out there called Do You Know Me? It's available on Amazon. Fun little conversations come from simple questions. Rochelle and I are going to guess who knows Kelsey.
Oh.
A little bit more. I'm going to ask a question. You're going to think to the answer yourself. We're going to guess.
Oh, and I'm going to say who's right.
I'm going to say who's right. And if there's a fun anecdote or a further continuation of your answer, feel free to share.
Great.
This is your type of game.
I love when the attention's on me. Us. Yeah.
Does Kelsey have a condom with her? Great question, Rochelle. These questions were selected by Rochelle. Ooh. Someone who does believe in safe sex and the openness to meeting anyone at any time to fit her needs. It would make sense that she does, but does she actually have one? Yes.
I'm going to say no. I don't think that she carries condoms around with her as a general rule.
It's a general rule.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Kelsey doesn't like to believe in rules. She said so much. She has other words for them.
I went to the bathroom during that part.
What? Who?
I did.
Oh. I mean, who knows? But I'm going to say yes.
I'm definitely saying no.
The answer is no.
Yes.
Do you?
Because I have my work backpack.
Do you
keep condoms in your work backpack?
Do you have condoms at your bedside table?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Bedside table, but do you ever carry them around with you?
I do, because I don't believe that people with penises should be the only people to carry condoms.
Oh, bold. Where do you keep them?
Multiple purses.
Okay.
Multiple drawers in my room.
I feel like
you see my room. There's like 6 dresser drawers, and there's things in all of them.
I don't really remember. I do remember.
You've seen her room.
The essential oils that I have? Yeah. I showed him my essential oils collection.
None of which were good until she got Natural Habits. What do you think of them, by the way?
I carry the roll-on in my work backpack. I use it every day.
Aww.
The day he gave it to me, I had a tension headache.
Yeah.
And it was gone in 30 minutes.
Which one did you give her?
Center.
Nice. Is that the one that smells like Christmas?
Yeah.
That one's
No, that's
I'm gonna
Protect.
Need that.
Oh, I thought.
I need more Protect.
Immune system boost. NHOils.com. quick plug. I don't know when this episode is going to drop, but probably after Thanksgiving. So
yours is going to drop the week of Thanksgiving.
30% off code OPEN.
OPEN.
Anyways, back to the game.
Okay.
Has Kelsey checked their weather app in the last week?
She's wearing a very fitting sweater.
She absolutely has.
Yes.
Yes, I check the weather multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day?
I have it on the front face of my Apple Watch. Ooh. I'm obsessed with knowing because I sweat a lot.
I will say, I check it more than I think I should living in LA.
I never check it.
You would think it's hot, and the answer is usually yes. But with outfits, never be too sure.
Has Kelsey ever bought Bitcoin? 100%. She's dating a guy who's a DJ in tech, which means he definitely was involved on the whole Bitcoin bubble, and he maybe like did some sort of weird investment. Mm, she's even bought more than Bitcoin.
That's how they have a pool house.
She's bought like Ethereum. I bet Kelsey knows a lot about Bitcoin.
I'm going to say no because she's got other things she's focused on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually use Ethereum, not Bitcoin, but your answer is I am balls deep in cryptocurrency because of my DJ boyfriend that started a startup company.
Balls deep.
He was also balls deep.
I also own some Ethereum.
Yeah.
You do, is it, did it pay off or no. is it, did you lose
I'm
the
not
money?
Looking at it right now. Neither have I. It's not a good time.
My understanding is
it's coming back.
Sure. Has Kelsey ever been in a band? No.
No.
No. I do love a sing. I'm a musical theater nerd.
What's the score?
You are? Me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
What's your favorite?
2-1 Nick.
Book of Mormon.
She's
for sure.
She's a very
I won the lottery to get front row tickets.
You did? Amazing. I sat at the very back row.
Well, I went with my father, who's a conservative. It was very funny. But my
Did he
favorite,
like it?
He hated how much he loved it.
My mouth was like open the whole time. I was like,
you
I can't
come from
believe
a religious
they're saying.
Background.
Yeah, I was
too.
Like, I can't believe they're saying this.
That's kind of more what it was. Was like the shame of my childhood was like, oh my god, my father is right next to me.
Yes, but you had sex so young.
She's not with my father.
Is your dad from Florida?
No, Connecticut. But we.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of fathers who moved to Florida and regretted raising their family. In
yeah, he was like, "What the fuck? How are you both in rehab?" but yes,
what's it's 2-1, Nick?
I feel like I'm gotta be winning.
You got condoms right, but have you got anything else right?
This past one, right?
Weather.
Oh, we
got
that right.
Yeah,
you
I got weather
no?
wrong.
I think
you're winning.
By
fine,
one.
You're winning.
Yeah, 2-1.
All right, here's a tiebreaker. I'm calling it. They're changing the rules.
Did Kelsey get a car for their 16th birthday? No.
Yes. Her dad's from Connecticut, okay? Daddy's from Connecticut.
You convinced me, but just to make it fun, I'm going to say no.
I got a Mercedes convertible.
Oh, my God.
You can.
I think Rochelle gets 2 points for guessing it. Like, you were so
CLK 350 bucket seats.
That's
tan
why you
interior.
Ended up in rehab.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was given too much as a child. He's correct. Well, because my parents weren't around, they were just like, here's things. And I was like, okay, but I'm alone all the time.
Well,
but I was.
We'll have Kelsey back to talk about rehab. Kelsey, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. This is silly.
It's been a pleasure and very informative.
Are you good? Do you have enough energy to come do mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're now going to go record Kelsey's podcast.
And it will be out Thanksgiving.
Can you name the name?
Confidently Insecure.
Confidently
the
Insecure.
The podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. And I'm going to ask Nick some questions.
Oh.
Where else can people find you, Kelsey?
Just everywhere.
Can you be more specific?
She's on this really funny show called Dating No Filter. Yeah, Zach Noe Towers.
Yeah, watch that on E. If this is coming out around Thanksgiving, Dating No Filter is coming back.
So funny. You're so funny.
It'll come out sometime around there.
Okay.
Whatever. That show is always on TV.
Yeah.
Help me get my 7,000 Instagram followers back.
Yeah.
I'm desperately trying to crack 500,000.
Okay.
I can't.
Well,
too many butt photos, I was told by Instagram.
Oh, they made you take them down?
No, I went and met with them and was like, what happened to 7,000 of my followers? And they're like, you've been posting nothing but your asshole.
7,000 people don't like your butt?
Listen, I don't get it either.
Ugh, that doesn't make sense.
You know, it's going to make people go, I've seen enough of Rouse. And then it'll bring other people back.
Yeah, but I like my butt.
I'm sure it's great.
I agree. Thank you.
I've learned that if you're going to go to Instagram and ask about why you are, they'll just make up some answers.
I didn't know you could meet with Instagram.
Oh, sorry. You have to be a reality star. You have to be a reality.
I didn't find it to be very helpful,
Mr. Instagram.
I didn't find it to be very helpful.
Instagram.
Yeah.
It was... Daddy Warbucks. We started and ended the same way with me calling you Zaddy Warbucks.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Give us 5 stars if you want or not.
If you want. You're busy.
Send in your questions at askandnick@castmedia.com. Cast with a K. Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah. Don't. It's a whole other episode.
No, cause. I do.
Final thoughts.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.